I don't know if you were like me, but when I was a kid, bedtime was a struggle, man. I didn't like to go to bed. I don't know why. There's a lot of reasons, probably. One, I remember kids being outside playing kickball. It was summer. I wanted to be out there. I didn't want to go to sleep. And then the other thing was it was scary. I didn't like lying in the dark by myself. I had an active imagination. A lot of kids do. But, you know, I saw Alien way too early. Comedian, actor, Facebook satirist Julie Katakis is my guest on the show today. Today's episode is a kind of extreme form of eavesdropping if you're a 38-year-old man with no kids in your life. I have nieces and nephews, and I love them, but they are a long way away. And I just don't have kids running around. And in the world of comedy in New York, thank God, they're not out at the clubs. I hope that you will take a lot of this in the spirit in which it is presented. Julie was very kind to let me put a wireless mic on her as she wrangled her daughter to bed. And I say wrangled because, you know, as you'll hear, it's a fight. We started talking. I tried to do the interview right out of the gate. But there's a lot going on. There's a kid, there's a hamster, there's a cat, there's a dog. Julie's managing a lot of interruptions with a lot of grace, I think, which I would not have. I would have been a lot more agitated if I was her. I think motherhood makes you a great improviser. That's part of why this was so funny for me to watch, was to watch. I've seen Julie perform a lot, and it's funny to see her with her kid. I don't know, I think that's really kind of, it's a rare thing to have front row seats to that. It's a little earthy at times. I don't know why I think that's important. I'm not gonna go into some Werner Herzog thing about why I think our lives are super sanitized. That's kind of why I do this. Because, I'm not gonna sell it. You get to hear a comic, a mother, in her element at home doing what she does, and I'm really grateful for Julie opening her home to me and to all of us. I hope you'll come with me on my trip here to Julie's home in Brooklyn. You studied sound recording?
Yeah.
Like an engineer?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, that's what you did?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to record somebody right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a podcast.
Okay. What's podcast?
You know,
something like that?
You know, there's a, like, independent shows in the Apple app. You can listen. There's a million podcasts right now.
Oh, okay.
I bet you could find something about like this that you're listening to now. I mean, there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what happened was I had a studio in Brooklyn. I moved it to Nigeria too. And believe me, it's still there, but it's not making anything. It's no electricity.
It's hard to make money in having a studio.
It's ridiculous.
So much.
At the time I had it, it was about the best in the country.
Yeah.
To be honest. But there's no light. How can you work without electricity?
Yeah.
I was dependent completely on generator, but.
Are you a musician yourself?
Yeah, I sing and I play a little bit of guitar, very little bit. I won't call myself a guitar. Actually, I know how to play all the instruments, but basically I concentrate in singing.
Yeah.
And things are not very good. Just wasted money all my life. I've been trying to do that. But it's a good thing, but when I was younger, yes. But now, instead of having families and
you have family. Oh, man.
I live in Middletown. I live off the sea. I couldn't buy a house here, so I went over to Middletown. Middletown is where I have a house where I live with my family.
I don't even know where Middletown is.
Middletown is about a few miles to Albany.
Oh, wow. You live up there?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's a beautiful little city.
So you go back and forth?
I go back and forth.
Wow. Every night?
Yeah. Sometimes I sleep in Brooklyn. I have an uncle in Brooklyn where I stay with.
Oh my gosh.
But most of the time I go back.
How How long does it take you to get back there?
1 hour and a half.
Wow, man.
I mean, I take this castle. The guy's quite strong. Where are you stopping at? Somewhere?
Yeah. You can, I think it's, where is it? Oh, it's right over there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, man.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm gonna grab my stuff here. Okay.
Alright, thank you.
You have a good night, sir. Oh, hey. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm early.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Should we complain to Uber? Like, who gets the bad rating? Our early arrival.
Hello. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming out here.
Yeah.
Cold and stuff.
And no, it's good to get out of my...
All right, real quick. Let's do that. Put this away. You can sit down or whatever.
I have been pretty good.
What's new?
Hi.
Stella, you remember Stella?
Yeah.
With some water or anything?
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm the one that showed. I'm like 7:30, and then I show up 10 minutes early.
No, it's okay. Everyone's going crazy. Oh my God, Stella, stop!
Stella.
Gosh, everybody's driving crazy.
I can just put this on you, and you can kind of do your. And I can just follow you around. I'm gonna put this on you.
Oh, okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah. On my.
Yeah, I wanna. Sorry, this is kind of high maintenance production here.
Wow, look at that cute little thing. That's neat. Do you want a snack or anything?
Maybe, yeah, in a minute when I get this. Let me have you put this in your... Do you have like a...
Yeah, I do. I have a pocket. It's not the deepest pocket, but if...
Is it going to be uncomfortable?
No. I mean, okay. I'm a comfortable person. I'm like a blanket. I comfort things. That's a funny thought.
Your blanket? Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Oh.
I just had this cab driver who was from Nigeria.
Huh.
And
I was like, aha. No, yeah. So it's
no, I mean, like, it's like they're telling you the story about this war-torn blood bath of a, you know, upbringing, and you're like. Can you make a left?
Oh my God.
Can you turn left?
What a conversation.
Here? I mean, I was asking him about it, but yeah. It's just like, it's absurd.
Were you like, well, where I grew up, there were, buses were late.
Yeah.
Sometimes the stores closed rather early. Which my mom didn't like. This is like reality podcasting.
It's reality podcasting.
Docucasting. That's really interesting. I know with you had Mark Gerber, right? And he was on for quite a long number.
He was. We recorded for like five.
Yeah.
What was that sentence going
to
be?
I meant to say quite a few hours, and I said quite a long number.
Quite a long number. It was quite a long number.
I was like, this doesn't sound right. But I'm saying it.
Isn't that the worst when you start a sentence and the sentence is just a total disaster, but you gotta finish it?
Yeah.
And you want out, but then you sound like a crazy person.
It just gets worse and worse.
Especially, like, I do that a lot because my brain, it's just word salad a lot of times. And I, like, especially, like, on stage, and I'll be like, guys, I want out of what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. I want to say that. I do often, but it happens a lot where I just have, like, spells.
Yeah.
Have you ever just had a spell?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm just like, I can't do this right now. This is too much for
like,
me.
Well, that's the thing is you go up and you're like, I think I might, this will be fine. I'll be fine tonight. Mm-hmm. Then you get up there and you're, I want out. I think I don't want
to
do this.
Hard moments. Yeah. It's happened to me, I know, like a couple times where I was like, I just don't even, I can't do this right now. But you do, you have, you just do it.
You did that, I mean, I can't imagine because you did that hour
Oh, and the time you were there, all I wanted was out. But I was, because you were at the worst show.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault. It was ladies' fault. Yeah, maybe it was your fault. You caused it. But those ladies just brought the whole show. I mean, not too many people showed up. It was a smaller show.
Mm-hmm.
So they really, their tension just dominated it. And it was so uncomfortable. But in my head, I was like, I have to do it. I can't stop.
Who were the ladies?
They were the friends of the director.
Uh-huh.
And they were all going to dinner afterwards. And the one was going to walk out on the show because she was so offended. Which there's nothing to be offended by. It was so strange for her to be.
I don't know, I was pretty offended.
Were you?
I found it.
And it's supposed
to be... you talk about some stuff, man. I mean, you...
Heavy stuff, but not something that would offend a person. Like, oh, you've offended me. Maybe like, oh, this is... It's not uncomfortable normally, but that night it was uncomfortable because it was very serious. And normally it was more light and funny.
Yeah.
But it just, it was... You feed off of the energy of that room. That was the room. It was a serious room. And I was like... I feel like
that's my fault because I'm a very.
I'm
a very serious audience member.
Oh.
People are weird with overdisclosure. Like I'm starting to experience that with this podcast a little bit.
Oh, really?
Like you, I wasn't totally prepared. Like I got an email the other day from somebody that was like, I don't know how I feel like how you're arm-sharing my trauma. Like you're, it's kind of about like. Some intense stuff.
They didn't know you were gonna share it? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah, but no, I mean, what I mean is that mm-hmm. the way she responded was a little like, you're talking about this, so I'm gonna like, I don't know, I feel weird talking about it in front of your daughter, like it's kinda...
Oh, is it? It's heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not about like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Is that what you're trying to tell me right now? Because... She's pretty cool with that. That's actually... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is, like, kind of scary. Have you ever watched it?
I mean, the premise. I mean, I could have told you, right? Like,
I've never watched it, and she really loves it. I was like, whoa, you shouldn't watch this. It's a little heavy... Like, not... like, it's violent, you know? I mean, in cartoony ways, but still.
Yeah.
But it can be kind of scary, and they're like, my master. So the other day, she was like, okay, I'm the master. And you do what I say. Like, no, that's not... We're not the Teenage Mutant. Anyway, so, kids. Kids are crazy.
I feel very coded. This is a real problem. I have real problems being in the audience. It's a nightmare.
You do? You can't be in an audience?
Torture.
Why?
I just feel... I've talked about this before, but, like, if I make eye contact with you, the performer...
Yeah.
Like, it's very... I'm narcissistic as an audience member. Like, I think I'm going to shut you down or make you stop.
You've
like,
made the show about yourself?
Right. From the audience, I make...
Wow.
And I think, like, I'm the head audience member, so if I clap, everyone else is going to follow along. It's crazy. You don't think that? You don't think, like, you're the head audience member?
I don't.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying I'm releasing that thought.
I think I am just one little sort of minion in the crowd. I do not stand out in any way, shape, or form. But I am not very often the audience member, so...
Oh, well, look at you.
I refuse. Only because I can't usually go out, just be the audience. It's rare. You know what I do? I over-smile.
Isn't
it? So every time you see me in the audience, I'm like this. Even if it's not funny.
I do that. I'm an over-nodder.
I do that in meetings. I thought the same thing. I don't even know what they're talking about. But it makes you look like you're really engaged.
Yeah.
It's part of the...
But I read this article that says that, like, when you're doing conversation, it's better to not even say, uh-huh. Like, it's better to
just... It breaks it up, doesn't it? I've noticed I've ruined, like, the flow of a sentence. Just be like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But what else? Try to not do it.
Mm.
It's impossible.
It's not.
Because what do? You just sit there and stare. Like, you're not supposed to even, like, nod?
Well, I guess you can't over aha or You can only do it when you know they're breaking, but I don't know. It's interesting. I'm very new to conversation. I don't have a lot of experience, I guess. I was getting my water. I left it. Where did I put my... Oh, I'll be right there. Oh, my gosh. I'm just getting my water, Stella. Relax. Okay.
I think I do want water now.
Do you? Of course you do. Up. How can you talk without... I drink water all the time. You know who doesn't drink water?
Who?
Mark Gerber. It drove me crazy.
He drinks seltzer. That's the secret.
Oh, my God. He did ask for that once.
But he was here for something. And I was like, don't you want some water? And he's like, oh, okay. And then he didn't drink any of it. I was like, why aren't you drinking water?
I just want to note for the listeners that Julie's water pitcher is a Brita that she has modified.
Well, I have very good water, and I hate those little black things.
It's Brooklyn water.
It might not be that cold, though, because I just refilled it. Brooklyn water is good.
I just thought it was funny that you tricked out your Brita.
I did. I hate Brita. They have those little...
It's a scam. Do you think it's a scam?
Yes. I don't think it's very good water. I don't know what they're doing. It's not really that helpful, so...
Right. So I have, like, a name memento syndrome. So, like, you told me there's...
Stella's the dog.
Stella's the dog.
And Boots is the cat. Now we have a hamster. And Boots is obsessed with the hamster. I mean, they're all obsessed with the hamster. But Boots is a problem. So I put him up there today.
Just to give him the hamster.
to put him. But Boots, like, climbs on the cage. And I don't want the poor little thing to be freaked out.
It's got a lot of stickers on it.
Well, child did that. Those are Shopkins stickers. Not sure if you know Shopkins.
No, I don't. This is a whole other world for me. The world of children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to it. So, Shopkins is a really cool thing right now. And then I have a fish named, this is fun. The fish is named Sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish's friend who died, unfortunately, was Sparkle Sophia. No, Sophia Sparkle, but that one's dead. And then the hamster's name is Sparkle Shine, but we call him Sparky. So,
do you go on a lot of dates, right? Or you? I never know because of your Facebook. You're always. I love your Facebook. It's so funny.
Well, you know,
you're winning at Facebook.
Thank you.
I don't want to have a podcast where I talk about Facebook, but I do have to say, like,
well, it's a big part of my thing, so it's hard not to talk about my Facebook. But there's definitely truth to it. Sometimes I will post something that maybe happened a while ago, but I was thinking about, I was like, oh, I have to post about that sometime. Then it'll like hit me, like, oh my gosh, that's right. Or I'll, you know, change a little something here and there, and some things are more changed than others. But there's right now I'm not dating much, but there was a time, a good few months there, I was dating a lot.
Yeah. And mostly using, like, what, Tinder?
Tinder and, yeah, most of that one.
I hate to point out the difference between our gender.
Yes, but
I think it's a different experience.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
I feel like cattle.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, you have to sort of break into it. Because I tried maybe 3 times. I was like, how do you do this? And then I wouldn't do it. And they're like, how about... And then I was like, nah, I can't do this. And then I finally was just like, just keep it there and just try it out. And then I finally got on the flow of it. But not so much for relationships.
Yeah.
More for just, like, casual sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going that route...
Like coffee and line dancing.
Yes, exactly. Right. And if you're going that route, it's certainly a lot easier, particularly if you're a woman.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more women to men, you know, as far as attractiveness
and
all those
like
types
it.
Of things. Yeah. It's a lot easier. So it's kind of like, oh, well, it's like a playground for a woman who's not looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
If you're a woman looking for a relationship, then it's awful. And if you're a guy not looking for a relationship, it's awful. Or for a relationship, it's probably awful.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely harder for men.
It's just this constant stream of rejection. Even when I'm not on it, I'm just like constantly.
Just feeling it?
Feeling just rejected.
Do you see people and you think, you'd swipe left, you'd swipe left?
No, I don't. it's abandonment. Actually, it's not rejection, it's abandonment. Because I hate, like, people go away. You know what I mean?
They'll
in the
just
digital age,
you. They will just disappear.
It doesn't always have to do with who you are.
It's a lot with what's going on with them. But that's the good thing about online dating. I used to get freaked out when that would happen, or I'd be really nervous about the rejection or messaging someone and they're not messaging back. Now, I don't even care. I'm like, oh, you don't like me, that's fine. And I just move on.
Yeah.
That's good learning. That's actually really good, I think. I don't have a fear of it anymore.
Do you get blowback? You have to have had some blowback from some of your... Like, because you'll sometimes put text message conversations up, and I've done that.
Yeah.
But they're funny. They're always funny.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get the standard questions from more... from people that don't really get posted on Facebook. you know, like, oh, are you going to post about me? Are you going to this, that? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. And you wouldn't know if I did. But I was like, no, I don't. It's just if they're really outrageous conversations, which I wouldn't still be talking to you if you were that outrageous.
Yeah.
It's like someone who sends me something ridiculous off the bat, and I screw around with them. But
yeah, people come at you probably with the full frontal assault.
They do. Actually, most don't. But every now and then, I only put the weird stuff up, obviously, because it's the only thing that's interesting. And I'm not going to celebrate on Facebook, because who cares? I'm not going to brag on it. Well, unless I'm fake bragging about, like, male models.
Yeah.
I do meet male models and go on dates with them, but I don't... There's nothing really going on. It doesn't last long, so... But it's... like, I'll fake brag. But the funny ones are the ones where you'll just get, like, a weird comment. Like, recently, that guy...
Can I see your Tinder, what it actually looks like?
Yeah, I really am not too active on... Oh, you mean like my pictures?
Yeah.
Then you saw it already, I thought.
You do pretty well. You're a beautiful woman.
Well, I put very alluring pictures so that...
You make it sound like you're just getting the rabble. Like if you look
I can go on to nothing, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
You know what I tried to do is I would ask women about their plants. That was my opening line. I decided to ask... Mm-hmm. If they had plants.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay, so you ready? I mean, I think that could be fun, but if they get a lot of stuff like that, they'll be like, okay, why don't you just ask me how are you? They'll get annoyed
with that. But even that doesn't... They're like, I'm on to you with the how are you shit. Seriously.
It's very hard.
And if you're the kind of person like me who... I gauge who I am entirely by someone's reaction to me. I have no sense of
You don't
self.
Know who you are.
It's completely up to them. And that... So then it's like, oh, I don't... Maybe I am up to something. You're right, I am. I just want to get laid. I'm a monster.
But you knew it. I had no idea. Well, I'm actually at the point where at first I was like, I'm not even going to respond to just, hey... And now if the person is attractive enough, I'll be like, hey, how are you? And then from there, if there's really crappy at conversation, I'll be like, all right, never mind. I'm not going to bother with this one. Or they'll actually talk to you. Because sometimes, what are you supposed to say at first? That's often hard. I don't really have much written on there because it's Tinder.
I don't think I have. I would pull mine out. But I shut it all down.
You shut it down.
Is it weird for me? I'm talking to you with headphones on. I know that's a little odd.
Oh, I don't mind. It's like you're listening to music.
Yeah, I'm just not... I'm just like, hey, I'm listening to...
You're listening to me?
To music.
So, I put a very alluring picture for the first one. And it's the... I don't want to be in a relationship right now. I don't want relationship people. Uh-huh. So, I was like, this is should pretty much eliminate those people. And I have... I've been told I have the youthful spirit of a teen mom. And just my height. This is not, hey, let's get to know each other.
Uh-huh. We're the same age.
Yeah.
Is that your real age?
Yes, that's my real age. Why would I lie?
Oh, I lied on Facebook.
See, they're just normal pictures for the most part, but the first one is
those
very...
Those are good pictures.
They're all good, but the first one is definitely, hey, let's do it. That's what it says. That's what it says.
Let me see.
It's a, hey, let's do it kind of picture. Look at me. I'm so attractive. It's not me. That's not really how I am. But it's a good get your attention.
Yeah.
And then you see what happens. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to meet somebody in real life, but
yeah,
you can't even do it anymore.
I don't know how. Well, I don't have time to just go hanging out at the bar. I don't think that's where you should meet people. I don't know, she wants something. What do you want? She always wants something.
She's such a good-natured dog.
She is, but she's a pain. She talks.
She's needy.
She's needy, and she talks, because she knows that I respond to, like, wah, 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 wah. Like, she'll look at her bowl and groan at it, and I'm like, oh, you're hungry. Mommy. Yeah. Oh, what do you need, sweetie? You want me to be with you?
We could go be it. Let's go be it.
Can you turn the TV down?
Does she want to talk to us?
She wants me to hold her.
Let's do it.
Okay, coming. I'm coming to hold you.
Can I come?
Okay. She's coming. You can come.
You sure?
Yes.
No.
You sit on
all
the
right.
wheel on the wheelchair. You said you're gonna sit on the wheelchair. Yeah, on the rocking chair.
No.
Why? What's wrong, honey? Come you're going to be okay. Whatever. You want to say hi?
Ow.
What's the matter? Oh, Pee-Pee, I love you.
Can you stay right for a little bit?
A little bit? You don't want him to come in?
Do you want some spaghetti?
You want more spaghetti? Get her some spaghettios. She's still hungry for spaghetti. We've eaten, but she wants more. And then she should be good.
Oh, you want some spaghetti.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Everybody wants some.
The cat and the dog, always hungry.
You got so much going on. It's amazing to me. I don't know how you do it.
Well, you know.
You got the cat who wants to eat the hamster. I don't know if it. I think it's eating is what the curiosity is.
Well.
I don't mean to be.
Yeah,
morbid.
He does like to eat in there, which I think is kind of cute and interesting.
No, I mean.
What?
Doesn't the cat want to eat the
Oh, yeah. The cat wants to play with and eat the poor little hamster. Yes, that is exactly what's going on.
This is why I won't be a dad. Well, my kids will beat me up.
Yeah.
I have no.
Spaghetti, no!
Did she eat the spaghetti? Stop. I don't want that in here. I'm serious.
Do you want to talk to us about your life?
Yeah, tell us something.
Why
don't you tell us how you feel instead of throwing pillows? Oh, well, there goes the spaghetti. Stop eating spaghetti.
Do you want to come give me advice?
Come tell us how you feel.
I'm looking at the hamster, boots.
Boots. And he's on the table, which is not
really supposed to be
appropriate. Oh, well. Good. He's going to go on a different table.
There's no timeout, right? Like, your mom. Like, there's no...
Well, everything gets to a nice... I mean, you know, first you come over, you have to do all the stuff.
Like, feeding everybody.
Feeding and getting everything in place. And then everything calms down. And she has to adjust to visitors. Because if they're not giving her attention...
Oh, well, come in here.
She wants it all.
Come talk to us. I want to give you attention.
Oh, we won't look at you. Okay.
Don't look at me right now.
Okie doke.
Look, give me attention, but don't look at me. I think you might be raising a comedian.
But try to.
Oh, I just started the ladybug timer, and it feels like it's gonna.
It's gonna ding at some point.
I always have my brain. I think I did some damage maybe in high school.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah. Did you do?
No, I've never been into them. I mean, I tried a little bit of this
either,
and a little bit of
that. But that didn't stop me from doing them.
I don't, honestly, those ads that they would show you at school to scare you actually worked on me. I was like, that's going to be my brain on drugs?
Yeah.
Those eggs. And the lady with the lack of teeth, she had no teeth. I was like, oh my God. I didn't do it.
I don't
so
remember
scared.
The lady without teeth. Of course, I remember the brain on drugs.
Yeah, of course, who doesn't remember that?
But our DARE officer, did you have DARE?
Yeah.
Ours was arrested for possession. So it really had a...
Your DARE officer?
Yeah. Kind of had a negative effect on the community.
So you were all just lost. You lost all hope in...
I don't know if it was hope, but we definitely knew it was a charade.
Oh my gosh.
Even at the time, we knew it. But, you know, then...
That's really awful.
Is it chocolate chips?
No, I do have some. I was going to make chocolate chip cookies. I think Stella wants to eat. She keeps bugging me.
Is it Stella by Starlight?
It's more like Stella! From, what's the, what do you call it? The movie.
Mommy?
Yeah?
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm going to fall. Okay. I didn't fall. It's okay. All right, you can handle it, right? Okay. Everything's fine. You can take care of it, sweetness. Oh, you pooped? Just take it. Let's be right back.
It felt really soft.
It was soft, oh. Okay.
Diarrhea.
Okay, let's see what... it's not too bad. Not diarrhea.
It felt really squishy.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, you're all good. Pull
What's
up your pants.
This What's that thing in your pocket for?
It records what we're saying, actually. So now everybody knows that you took the poo-poo and it was a little soft. How about that?
Poopy?
No, stop.
Poopy?
Ray, come on. Okay. Took care of that.
We were talking about your play.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Not play. Let's call it the wrong thing. It's a one-woman show.
Yeah.
Let me get something.
In a second. Some people have referred to it as a play, but it is very different because it's stories.
But it felt like a play. It had kind of like acts.
It did. I prefer to call it, I would love to be able to call it a solo play, because I hate saying solo show.
Yeah, solo play.
I hate saying one-woman show, because it, you know, has such a...
It's got such a kind of
sound to it. But I'm actually... Okay, good job. I'm actually in a play with people, and it's really fun, and I want to write a play, like a real play.
Yeah.
Not so much about me, but maybe like some... I have already an idea what I'd like to do. But anyway, that would be really fun and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've thought about acting. I could only do myself. Even being me is hard enough. I don't know.
It's a hard thing if you're used to doing stand-up. Yes, you have to get up there and kind of act out things.
Yeah.
But you're doing it in your way and your controlled kind of ideas. But to act as someone else is a little challenging. But it's a lot easier for someone to stand up than someone who...
Who are you?
What is this?
It looks nice.
What am I wearing?
It's a big fish.
Oh.
It looks cute on you. Look.
Oh, it's a fish head.
It's for you to keep.
Hat.
He can keep it?
Yeah. Are you serious? That's
wow.
Pretty serious,
that's
right?
That's really nice.
That is really nice.
Just give people stuff. She's
really?
Had that for months.
She just wants to get into show business.
Probably. She just pooped on your show, though.
So. That's amazing. That's probably the best thing that's happened so far.
She's a very fast pooper, which I've always been envious of. Yeah. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Do you want to say hello to Andy? What are your thoughts?
Thank you. Oh, should I keep wearing it? I think I should keep wearing it. I'm sorry.
That was the directive.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I took it off just for a second because I don't want to break it. It's such a nice present. Did you make this? Of course you made it.
No.
Who made it? I thought you made it.
I found it in a grocery cart.
Is that what we did?
We found it.
I thought this was this homemade gift.
We really liked it, but she wanted to keep it. We hung it up.
So you gave me a piece of trash.
Anonymous child's piece of trash. It's on your head. But he stuffed it, or she. I don't even know. We can't know. We'll never know.
Yeah, let's not. It was a he.
Find out.
Little girls don't lose their artwork, do
they?
Yeah.
Is there a name? There's no name. It's nameless.
Don't. Toilet paper.
Filled
toilet paper?
No, not toilet paper.
Oh, it's filled with toilet paper. I was going to say, that's a rough thing.
It's just paper.
Oh, okay.
It's a stuffed
fish.
You can
see.
What do you think of this as artwork? If this was your friend and your friend made this, what would you say? Like, this is good? I like this?
You don't know? Do you like what do you like about the fish? What do you like about it so much?
I'm going to keep wearing it on my head.
Just because the glitter glue.
Oh, I'll get the glitter on.
People love glitter glue.
Oh, it's actual, it comes with it in it now?
Yeah, it's really
Remember
something.
When you had to like...
Put the glitter on the glue? Not anymore. They have actual glue that is glitter
glue.
It
is smarter, I have
to say. Yeah, it makes more, and you can have so much more glitter involved.
Because it was a disaster.
It was, and it never really looked that
Now, everybody...
Nice.
Fight!
Everyone's fighting? I don't want to fight.
Nobody
Everyone's
wants to fight.
Fighting.
Hey, why don't you open your Valentine's cards?
They're getting... What?
I don't know. I don't even know if they're doing that, but my dad sent her. When I was a kid, we used to always get Valentine's cards and give one to each person.
Yeah, same.
But I think if you really like them, you'd write something really special or give them the best Valentine's card. I don't know if they're doing that this year, but... And then I remember in high school, you could buy roses for someone that you liked, and I never got any.
Oh, I remember.
And they would
that.
Call it like they would make a whole big thing like Jessica, Skitsica, and then everyone know who the popular girls were. It was awful.
It's a nightmare.
I mean, fine, you have to know that you're not always going to be, like, you know, special, but it was a little too much of a production. Why do you have to call out the girls that get the roses for the whole school to hear? Mom, I was like, that's mean. Cool, honey bunny.
Wait, you mean they would call it over the intercom?
Yeah, like, you would know who was getting them, and I always just sat there every year in high school like, oh.
Okay. That's like, seems like some weird social conditioning thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
These are the girls that are doing it right.
Even like that whole prom king and prom queen thing is really just who's most popular.
It's garbage.
Like, we know who's most popular. And they would sometimes nominate someone they knew wouldn't win, so they'd look stupid. Like, it just was
mean.
Yeah,
there was the joke nominations.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I was class clown, I wonder if it was a joke nomination. I like wonder if I wasn't actually funny.
They're all laughing at you right now. They've been laughing.
They're like,
at you
"Oh my
for
god,
years.
He thinks he's funny. He became a comedian because of it."
Can I take a picture of you, by the way?
Yeah, you can take a picture of me.
Yay.
Can you put this?
But
can I have some more water?
Yes. Good for you for drinking your water.
Yeah, it just tastes so good. I don't get the unfiltered Brita. I think that actually adds another depth of flavor to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just straight from tap. It's to the modified Brita.
Yeah. The Brita itself, did you know the container of the Brita has a filtering function?
Don't you like how I come to your house and make fun of your water system?
I just like my water cold. Eventually, it'll
That's
be so cold
matters.
And good. I just filled it up, though.
That's Brita's whole scam. Like, it probably doesn't do anything. It's just, like, it's cold. And
yeah.
People are like, oh, this tastes so much.
It tastes so clean. But there's little black things that always pop up. I can't...
The carbon...
I can't deal with that. I won't deal with that.
I think this is definitely the most domestic situation I've been in.
It's a lot of things being
it's
taken
life.
Care of here.
No, but I love it. Like, mine is so... Like, if you saw the contrast between this and what is happening over at my place... First of all, my roommate moved out.
So are you on your own?
Yeah, I'm going to need one eventually, but
oh,
it's...
Okay.
It's weird. I needed to structure my day around resentment against my roommate. Like, I don't have that now.
So
like,
what do
he used
you do
to slam
yourself?
Cabinets, and I used to kind of wake up to that. Like, even though I didn't like it, I needed that to kind of put my brain power. Like,
no,
now it's just me.
It's an interesting adjustment. Because you really, then you're like, well, now what do I blame for this feeling I have inside the pit of my stomach? No one to blame.
And I really see my OCD, and he said he had OCD, my roommate, but he didn't have the kind that made him take out the trash.
Oh, see, he is, people self-diagnose themselves,
right.
As you know.
And I do, of course.
And they say, my friends are like, oh, I'm so OCD, like it's a cute thing to say. When I saw some man who couldn't even walk down the sidewalk because
right.
he was so scared of all the cracks, I'm like, whoa. No, that's OCD. That's
because, I mean,
debilitating.
He's going to break his mother's back.
Yeah, he really believes it. I felt so badly
Can
for this
Can you imagine
man.
The pressure?
He was, like, sweating. He's like, my mom
really?
Has a very bad back. And if I break it this time, that is it.
Like, that probably, like, he probably did step on it one day. She, like, slipped on the ice the next day
was
and
that,
broke
he
her
would
back.
Never let that go. She probably wouldn't let that go. She's like, you know what you did? Oh, boy. So close together, it's so frightening. I mean, I can't do anything, but I don't want...
Oh, I didn't know the hamster has a second floor.
Yeah, isn't that cute? He can crawl up and down the tube. My dad has OCD.
Really? For real?
Mm-hmm, and he's always late to things. He's gotten better about it, but he rechecks stoves and stuff so many times. And, oops, sorry.
Yeah, that's it does show up when someone's about to leave.
Because then that's
something.
When everything's like, oh gosh... The stress and the anxiety is there because what if I did this? What if I left this there? What if I did that?
Because you gotta tie off all the bows on everything before you go. You gotta wrap it all up.
And so he had a thing where he would have to check everything and then he would go back and check it again and check it again and check it again.
I have literally started major projects with like 5 minutes to go, like to leave.
Oh god!
Because of that intensity, I'm like, oh, I have this focus. It's so rare. I have 5 minutes. To go, I'm gonna start, you know, this novel. What is that? Berries?
We ate so many of them.
Berries.
We barely have any berries left.
You want some? I guess that's a no. I'm going to go with that as a no.
Mama, check in my lunchbox.
Oh, you have some in your lunchbox?
Yeah. I didn't eat any of them.
The thing that the mistake I make, I think, with talking to kids is I go full. I do the full on hello. You gotta come, you gotta sneak around like the side. You can't like assault them with questions. I didn't like it when I was a kid. Stop pointing out. I remember being a kid and being like, would you stop pointing out that I'm a kid? I'm over it.
It's also kind of like, they sort of live in a, like, they're like, you can see me? There was a time where she didn't know people could really see her.
That's true.
And when they started talking to her, she'd be like, what?
Right.
And it was a weird realization for her. So, of course, now she knows. But there's still this sort of, like, thought process of, do you want to play? Remember yesterday I was the imaginary mommy? Remember? I went on a really, a play date, but the parents weren't there. It was the nanny and the grandparents. But the grandparents didn't really want to talk with me, so I didn't know where to go. The nanny's busy, so I was like, I guess I'll hang out with the kids. And I was like, I'm not here. I'm just the imaginary mommy.
So did they involve you in everything?
They did. They played with me.
I should get a cat or something. I mean, I got nothing.
It's very therapeutic. Great, honey bun.
Who are these? I mean, are these four people? Do you
your
have
classmates?
Do you have the people in mind for them? Who's getting the best one is what I want to know. Who gets the best Valentine?
Yeah, who's your favorite in your class?
Do you have a best one? Like, that's who somebody's going to get the best one.
You don't know?
They're not all the best.
Oh, they're...
You have a group. She has a group of friends.
That's cool.
Ada. Simon. Who else? Sam? Is Sam in your group?
Sam? What happened to Sam?
He used to be buddies with Sam.
Yeah, but he keeps doing games that I don't want.
Oh, you've found new things. You've grown apart. It's okay. That happens. It's life. You might grow together
what
again.
What games does he want to play that you don't want to play?
Like stuff that they
Oh.
Like what?
Like bad games.
Violent games?
Yes.
Ooh, well, good choice, honey. She's already making good choices.
They're not all the best anyway.
No.
I remember the heartbreak of, like, losing a friend as a kid. It was so intense.
She's gone through that a bit already.
It's intense.
She had a boyfriend. And he started picking another girl. And they're like three, but she was already picking up on these
doesn't matter
cues. And she told she's like, he doesn't talk to me anymore, he talks to whoever. And when I try to play with them, they don't want me to. And so I was like, how do I advise? Can't force them. She'll do it too. But it's like, that's okay. You say, can I play with you? They say, no, you find better friends that will play with you. You don't focus on the ones that don't, you focus on the ones who do. But the heartbreak.
And you got nothing at that point. You can't go have a drink. You can't. No. You can't go binge eat.
You can't post on Facebook.
I'm not doing cards. I'm not giving cards to Zeke and Felix.
Oh, not even Felix?
No, they're both bad boys.
Felix is bad too.
Hey, don't Boots.
Boots eat.
Copies.
He copies.
Who does?
Felix.
And Zeke.
Zeke is a little, he's very active. He's very hyper.
It's hard when you're the smart one. I bet you're the smart one.
Super smart.
So they're probably all clamoring to copy off of you.
I'm going to copy off of you. Oh.
So Felix good copies? Sounds like Felix is crooked a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I don't want to just say this.
He has two moms, and I was like, that's going to be a great kid. I guess not. There's a huge difference between boys and girls at this age. You can see it. They just are different.
Yeah.
They just grow at different points. They almost should have separate schooling to let the boys kind of excel in what they're excelling in right now. And the girls are just a much calmer, focused, and they learn faster right now. It's really interesting. Oh, you have to keep that here, honey.
Hi.
I don't think that's where you talk into, though.
You talk into, see the part?
See, mommy has
the part on her neck?
This little thing? Is it the microphone?
That's where you talk into.
You barely said anything. So just breathed.
I've been cooking a lot.
Have you? Me too. What have you been making?
So I made pot roast yesterday. That's a big thing. I sort of parent myself with food. I soothe myself.
It's very... Cooking is soothing, though.
It's very soothing.
I have come to love it.
I make, so I got this nice, you know, Dutch oven. It's a Lodge. It's not like the Le Creuset ones, which are like $300, but you know
so
what I mean?
Cool. Yeah, I know
so
what
I,
you mean.
So I made pot roast, and I made, I eat gluten-free a lot of times, so like...
Do you have an allergy, or do you just...
Well, my brother of colon cancer when he was 40, so like...
Oh, the brother. Gotcha. Okay.
So anyway, yeah, but I mean, I still kind of eat bread. Like, it's very dysfunctional. I don't do it right.
Do you think if you do it just... Like,
you're supposed to do it.
More, it still helps.
Well, I think it's just a way of controlling my diet. Mm-hmm. But I do feel better when I don't eat.
Whatever works.
Yeah, when I don't eat bread.
Yeah, it does actually have energy-wise and stuff. I think.
Well, and I think it's partly too, just because I'm not eating like hamburgers.
Oh, I just ate one tonight.
Well, I mean, I love hamburgers, but like not from like.
No, it's not good for you. Meat is not great. I mean, I try sometimes to go without meat, but my thing is, I don't eat a lot of meat, but I it's good to have protein. I do love it, but it has to be, like, good meats, and then I feel better about it, like, if it's good choices.
Free range.
No, not so much that, but, like, more just, better quality.
Yeah.
Like, if it's good quality.
Who cares if it was in a cage, as long as it tastes
I don't know, a happy animal. I took the life of a happy animal as opposed to one that was like, kill me. I'm not free. I don't know what's better. Neither is good. They're dead.
Yeah, I think you want to eat one that's been put out of its suffering.
I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, that was one happy animal.
What,
honey?
That was in my bedroom.
You don't want us to go in there?
Oh, we don't have to go in there.
No, I said, who
wants to go to your bedroom?
Yes. We can go in there.
Yeah, we can go in there.
I thought it was upstairs.
No, we don't have an upstairs.
Why did, in my
we
head?
We downstairs. It looks like we might have an upstairs. Yeah. We have a basement.
So is that door, like, locked? Could you just go upstairs and be like, hey,
no, they block it off. So I use it as a closet. And I put, we have, like, the first three steps, and I use that for shoes.
So you have an ascending closet.
Yeah. And there's, like, people that live upstairs, and they do, I'm pretty sure they do the Airbnb thing, because there's always these random.
Germans.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're not here, and our friends are visiting, but we left the camp, like, and then they don't know, they're like, oh, are you Debbie? And I'm like, friends, huh? I don't care if they do it, it's just funny that they don't want to tell, you know, they it's wanna... illegal, I guess, you're not allowed to. They're renting, anyway. I don't think you're allowed to Airbnb.
But, I mean, the amount of legal Airbnbs, I wonder, it's got to be pretty low.
I think so.
Does she...
Are we supposed to follow you?
I think we're supposed to march. I'm happy to march.
Very demanding.
I mean, it's good.
Here we come.
Everybody march. Everybody walk. Everybody march. Let's take a little walk. Look around the room. If you want it, this is bouncing. And if you want to keep...
Show them how you bounce on your ball. Remember these?
And if you want to keep something new... Can keep it.
Is that an... Oh, it's... Oh, I remember those. Those were awesome.
They're great.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, those are
the
really
one
great.
I had was... I feel like it was bigger. So it's kind of a bigger kid.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to grow out of that soon.
No, but I'm going to stay for this
year. You could get... I could get some serious
until
air.
It's spring. Or summer.
Oh.
Until it's spring or summer.
What until spring or summer?
My birthday.
Oh, your birthday's in the summer.
Can I sit here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny when we bought that ball. Apparently some dad had told his kid she couldn't have it, and here we carried it in to buy it. And she was like, do you get to buy it? And then she's like, I want that. And I was just like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm buying it. It's like $5. So then we're walking home and they're behind us. She was crying like the whole time. I was like, sorry. And she's bouncing and having fun. I was like, sorry. It was an easy $5. Why wouldn't you buy that?
Yeah.
Bad choice, Dad.
Watch this. I can also.
Yeah, that was a bad choice. He chose to put his foot down in the wrong.
Yeah.
I think I always felt like that as a kid. Like, okay, I get it. You're trying to put your foot down, yeah. But this is the wrong thing.
Wrong time.
Just like it felt like okay. I could tell you want to put your foot down about something, Dad.
Yes.
But this is not. This seems very arbitrary.
But then once they do it, they have to go,
right.
You can't turn back.
Even
now.
As a kid, I knew that. I think I didn't have the words for it, but I wanted mm-hmm. to be like, look, I understand that you need me to affirm your authority. But
I wish you could have said that.
I wish I could have too. But Dad, this isn't the issue.
This is the wrong thing.
There's going to be a lot of other stuff coming that you're going to have to really, you know.
How funny is that? It's true. I mean, I think I've done it at times. I'm like, oh, I can't go back now. I just didn't want to do that. And now I'm stuck. So sometimes I'm like, just negotiate something else. Distract. I try to do that. But it's, well, you know, we make mistakes.
Try to catch my ball from falling.
It's not falling.
We're going to do that.
No.
Is that Sonic the Hedgehog? Who is that?
Isn't that Sonic? You know Sonic the Hedgehog, right, Rhea?
He doesn't look like this.
Oh, no, oh, his hair looks similar to that. I actually think this is... We almost lost you. It was quite a bounce.
Is it past, like, bedtime?
What time is it?
It's like 8. Oh, no, I'm looking at the crayon clock, and I don't
think that's correct.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we usually start getting ready for bed soon.
Well, we can... I don't want to get in the way.
I don't have to turn around.
I mean, I think it would be funny to kind of, like record that around. Whole process.
I can try. It would be hard, but I could do it.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Where you, honey bun? We have to get ready for bed. You ready, Freddy?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Who wants to kick?
Wait, that's not what I said. I said bed.
Who wants to kick this ball back to me?
I'll kick it back.
Okay, two times, and then we have to get ready for bed, okay?
One.
Hey. Oh.
You're supposed to kick it back.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, boy. This is going to be a big one.
No.
Oh, there's a little cape. Is that a cape?
Yeah. Oh, they love capes. She wears it. She's just out and about.
Dude, a cape is the... It's so...
Now's the time. If you want to wear a cape, she's actually wearing a Halloween dress today. It's like a witch's dress, but it looks cute.
No,
it
is cute. A vampire dress.
Oh, vampire dress. You're right.
I would never have... I mean, I would
never...
No,
you would know. That's why I was like... But she wanted to wear her Santa...
It's like a nice dress.
It's a nice dress. It looks like... She has great fashion sense overall.
Does she change like 20 times a day?
No, she doesn't. Sometimes she'll change into costumes. She has a lot of princess costumes. Whoa, okay. Okay. Let's start doing the bedtime process.
I'll try to stay out of it. But
Well, we went to the bathroom. Let's go brush your teeth and change.
I'll just go in the kitchen.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ooh. What are you going to wear to bed, then?
You're going to sleep in all your stuff?
You can't do that. You have to take the dirty clothes off, kid. Come on. Wow, what a mess. All the Valentine stuff. Hey, Stella, what happened in here? Did you do something? I feel like you did something wrong.
Oh, man, you got a big TV.
Yeah, that's such an old TV.
I got to get one. I don't have one. My roommate took it.
Would you use your laptop for everything?
Yeah.
I mean, that works. Then you're probably not watching TV as much.
That's yeah, good. I'm not. You'd be surprised about the amount of pacing a man can do. Just pacing.
That's great.
Like, that's all I do.
Just in your apartment alone, pacing?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even always nervous. It's just sort of walking laps.
Walking around. Hi, little sweet hamster. Okay, sweetie, bathroom. Teeth time. I'll get some jammies. You want to wear your, I'll wear this. I got jammies. What are you doing? Oh, not now. We'll do that tomorrow. We have a long time before Valentine's Day, so don't worry about it.
Long time together?
Yes. You have a month before Valentine's Day, almost. We can handle that. I don't even know if your class is doing Valentine's cards, so... Pop, made assumptions. All right, let's go. Bathroom. Do you have to go pee-pee again? You just want to get dressed?
Hot.
Oops.
Just hot.
You're hot?
All day I've been hot.
Really? Maybe overdressed today.
Or is it? No, not my legs.
Not your legs.
It was only my...
Oh, it's the dress then. It was a thick dress.
The dress and shirt made it super.
Are you going to pee? Okay. Did it, did it.
My Mama.
Yes, my love.
Everyone who's my best friends, best friends, get the dinosaurs, since dinosaurs are my favorite.
Oh, okay. Who were your best friends?
Simon.
Yes, I know that.
And I'll give Simon Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Since
Mia's not in your class.
Mia's my best friend.
Okay.
And not in the same class.
Yeah, she's not in the same class. Oops,
but she's still in after school.
Oh, good. You see, yes, a couple days a week, right? I don't think she's there
sometimes
every day.
Sometimes I see her, and sometimes I don't. Like today, I didn't see her.
Oh, okay. I don't think that she has it every day, just some days. Oh, just take your other shirt off. Mommy's funny. Almost put your jammy over your shirt. Come on. Help me. Bend your arm. Do it. That's it.
No, try to get
it. This is getting small for you. Good thing. Wear it now before it's too late. All your clothes are like on a time frame. If you don't wear them, you can't wear them again. All right, let's brush your teeth.
Why do you still have that?
Because it's on me.
Why do you still have this?
I'm being probably recorded as we speak. Ready to brush your teeth? Open. Do you need any of your fruit today, honey? Why? You didn't like? You don't like the berries? Let me wash your face real quick. Don't go, don't go. Give me your face, girl. You don't like berries? Really? This is new. This is new. Okay, come on, you. I'm gonna turn this off, actually.
Ladder.
For now.
Slides and ladders.
Shoots and ladders, you mean.
Shoot and ladders.
I love shoots and ladders.
What is shoot?
Shoots, they're the slides.
Why does it say shoot instead of slide?
It's just another term, I guess, that you can use for the particular types of slides. Okay. Do we read a book, shall we, dear? Gingerbread Man book, my favorite. The side of your bed. Okay, sweetie, get in your bed. You tired? No? Well, get tired.
I'm not tired.
You're not. It's bedtime, you know. Want me to read Gingerbread Man?
Mama?
Yeah?
When it's really cold in winter, can you make sure every winter we take a warm bath? But even though I'm clean, take a bath when it's really cold.
Yeah, I love to do that.
But not washing me.
Just the water.
Yeah.
Sure.
With you.
Yes. Ready? The Gingerbread Man, loose in the school. Ready? Are you paying attention? I can't read. I began in a bowl. I was not yet myself. Just a list of ingredients pulled from a shelf. Chosen by children who measured and mixed my smooth, spicy batter while sneaking quick licks. A sprinkle of ginger, some cinnamon too, molasses, soft butter, and eggs as my glue. Then in their classroom, the children began to roll me and mold me to look like a man. They added some sweets to make me complete, and I baked on a pan in the warm oven heat. I heard a small ding, and they pulled out the pan.
I think Stella's drinking out of the toilet. Hi, come here, Stella.
Yes, but how did he turn alive?
Cause he's a gingerbread man. He's a special cookie. He's a very special cookie.
How did he turn alive and light?
I guess there was a special ingredient in these cookies. The teacher called recess.
Let's see what's in here. There's the fountainhead. There's a Gotham. Looks like a collection of the, I don't know if it's the TV show or the comic book collection. Yeah, The Fountainhead. There is a book called May It Please the Court. Maybe a TV show. Stella is in the bathroom, seems upset about something. I'm sitting in the living room, and Stella is drinking out of the toilet. This is where it seems this is much less. I don't know. It seems less. Less of a nourishing part of the house than what's going on over there. The nourishing's not the right word. It's like, I mean, Stella and I sort of, I feel like I'm drinking out of the toilet of life, and I don't mean that in the bad way, I just mean like, I'm alone while someone else is tucking their kids into bed, just kind of doing my thing.
Stuck that on too. I'm the gingerbread man, and I'm trying to find the children who made me but left me behind.
When we find the special ingredient that makes it alive, that means we.
Say it.
We make it, but a gingerbread girl.
Oh, you mean a gingerbread woe man?
No, gingerbread girl.
No, but this is a gingerbread man, so it would be a gingerbread woman. Unless it's a gingerbread boy and a gingerbread girl. Are you saying you want a young gingerbread? What are your thoughts?
I don't want it young.
So then it's a woman.
I do?
Okay, so we'll make a gingerbread girl. Okay, and we'll make a house. Okay, let's finish the book. He's right down the stairs. You can take a quick ride. Just hop on the handrail. It makes a great slide. I'll slide and I'll slide as fast as I can. I can catch them. I'm their gingerbread man.
There's a big... This is literally a basket full of dolls. Different kinds of dolls. Legos. It's like so much life, you know. It's like too much to handle.
I tried to climb out, but I spied two big eyes. They peered in the bag with a look of surprise. I'm the art teacher here, he said with a grin. This is my lunch bag. So glad you dropped in. I'm the gingerbread man, and I'm trying to find the children who made me but left me behind. Your class passed the art room just minutes ago. I'm reading, honey. You can't keep interrupting. What? What is it?
If we can't figure out what the ingredient that makes us alive.
Yes.
If we don't figure out, then we'll make a gingerbread cookie.
And eat it.
Make it look, no.
Oh, okay.
And make it look like a girl. And put, like, hair. But gingerbread hair.
Okay.
And don't eat it.
Okay. Good idea.
And pretend it's a real life.
All right. Let's plan this all out tomorrow, okay? You might ask the principal. Maybe she'll know. I left from the table. I waited and then said, thanks
for that. That makes me feel like crying a little bit, to be honest. I guess just... I mean, I'm in the guest room with the dog. The dog's crying. I don't know what the dog's doing in there. What are you doing, Stella? Oh, I think it's licking itself. I don't mean to call it it. Stella's not an it. But, I forgot about, like, reading a book. Like, they were long. But the whole point was, like, not for you to enjoy it, it's for the kid to go to sleep. I think just to maybe lull them.
We missed you.
We want you to stay and be our new friend.
Please don't run away.
I can't even wear my headphones. Like, I know there's something, like, intimate happening. Quiet.
I looked out the window, a smile on my face. I ran and I ran as fast as I could. I finally found them. I knew that I would. The end. What a cute book. I really like the rhyming, don't you? It's fun to read. Mm-mm. No? You're not a fan of the rhyming?
No.
Yeah, right. You love that book.
I like it, but I don't like to read it.
What do you mean? You don't want me to read it anymore?
No, I do.
You don't want to read it.
But I don't want to read it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Ever. My gosh. That's serious. Alrighty. Well, good night. Give me kisses. No good night kiss. Go to sleep now, okay? Thank you. Okay, enough. I get it. You're blowing kisses. All right, good night, sweetie. Close your eyes. Time for bed. Shh. Sleep tight.
Remember why I told you I wanted to suck boobies?
Why?
Because I just want to be with you all day long.
Aww, honey.
And remember about you in school because I won't forget.
You forget about mommy at school? Yeah. Well, that's okay. It means you're busy.
And sometimes I like might not want. Maybe I won't want that, so that's why I want to suck your
No,
boobs.
Honey, that's enough.
Shh,
that's enough. Okay, it's bedtime. Go to bed, sweetie. Go to bed, that's enough. Me. You're not doing it. Sleep tight, sweetie.
I want boobie. If you don't let me have boobie again sometime,
all right, honey.
Then I'm never going to want. Yay, so I can suck your boobie.
No, enough. Go to sleep. I'm getting annoyed with you right now.
But
that's enough.
That means no.
I'm not talking anymore because you're supposed to be sleeping.
That means no with you anymore.
All right, fair enough.
But I would have faced you and talked to you.
Okay.
And even say anything to you.
Oh, boy. All righty.
I just don't feel good.
Oh. Feel sick still?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should sleep, honey.
So that's why I want to suck.
Well, you're not going to, but you can go to sleep and that'll help you feel better. Okay?
No.
I'm right here.
I still don't want to be with you now.
You want me to leave? I don't think so.
I don't. I really want you to let me suck.
Why are you saying
but
that?
Promise when I'm like big and I don't
know. Enough. I'm gonna leave your room if you keep talking. I'm serious. I'm gonna leave the room. Go to sleep. That's enough. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Shh. That's enough. Go to sleep. Close your eyes and go to sleep. Night night. Good night.
No. No, good night.
Okay.
No talking to you anymore.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did you hear everything in there?
After a while, I took my headphones off because it seemed like way too intimate.
I feel like I have to explain what was going on. First of all, this is very funny.
I really didn't. I mean, I could kind of hear the sounds. I almost like fell asleep myself.
Like, oh, she was just blowing on her hand. By the way, did you think she was breastfeeding? Because she kept talking about it. So she.
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that conversation?
No.
Oh, okay. So what happened was, I'm trying to read the story, and then she's obsessed with,
we're going to bake a gingerbread cookie now. Gingerbread man or a girl, actually. So then she said, because we were talking about how she used to nurse as a baby.
Yeah.
And she did it, we did it for, I did it with her for, like, until she was two. So which is an extended nursing, especially, like, in this country. So... Anyway, she really liked it. It was hard to, for certain babies, it's really hard to stop them.
Yeah.
And so it was a process, sort of getting her to, like, wean off of the whole thing, because she was, a lot of kids love it. I mean, they really love it. It, like, soothes them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You get hurt, you're like, give me your boobie. It just, there's not, it's not about the milk. It's
oh
like,
oh my God, it's like.
Right. So, anyway, so she kept trying to do it for a long time. I was like, it's no more. You have to let go.
It's got to be hard, though, because you know it soothes them.
Yeah. She's like, but I don't need the milk. You just let me... There was a time where we went through that phase. Like, no, that's weird. You know, we can't. We have to stop. So I guess she saw a baby doing it. Because we went to a play date, and there was a very small kid there.
Yeah.
And she was thinking about it again. So we were talking about it last night. And then she was trying to negotiate. Now, like, can we just do it again? Why not?
Yeah.
I don't feel well. It would help me feel better. She's like, she was like saying, I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you don't do it. She was doing all these things. I'm like, what is with you tonight? Anyway, so that was a very interesting conversation.
That's I honestly didn't hear about it.
Oh, I just like, oh, I better tell him about that.
I'm glad you did, because that's...
You listened to it later.
That's amazing. I mean, I get it. I mean, I miss that. I mean, I don't remember it, but I mean, come on, like, did you know I've been taking whey protein?
Oh, okay.
Like, I read this thing that said breast milk is 70% whey.
I didn't know that. I just know...
Like, that's, it's, and it's so good for you, because it's so much protein.
Yeah, because it's interesting, what's so interesting is, I don't know how we live our lives here and not know all this stuff. You see people having kids all the time, but I basically knew, like, women have the babies and where they come from. That's all I knew. And so I have this kid, and of course I was like, yeah, I'll breastfeed or whatever. And then, you know, after, I thought originally like 6 months, you know, I'll stop. So it went on for a long time, and the doctor I went to was like, oh, you're still doing it? Because it was like at 1 year old. She's like, that's amazing. That's great. Because the milk actually changes as they get older. And, like, the different, like, vitamins to accommodate them as they grow and what they need.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you know, regular milk at one is still fine, and you can give it to her, but it's not quite as good as just your plain breast milk. Yeah. It's designed to keep going for at least 2 years.
Can you imagine what it's probably like at 38? Like,
I just kept it going. It's so crazy.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's amazing. It's
such an interesting process.
I bet.
And I mean, if you're, I was a formula kid.
I've heard of kids, too, even seems like, I remember hearing, like, I know people always joke, like, it's weird, but I remember hearing, like, of kids that would do it till they're, like, three or four. I know it's, people joke, like, it's a freakish.
Like, in France, it's, like, till five or something.
And the kids are already, they just have to stop to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, I'm not going to say it's weird, you do what you want, but it's sort of like, I mean, they're huge, so... Because at two, I was like, you're just too big. This is uncomfortable for me. I don't like doing it anymore. It's just enough. Enough is enough. And it was only, like, at night or something. So I was like, let's not do it anymore. But you're supposed to actually do it for a while. I mean, if you're... You wouldn't be able to if you weren't...
Right.
...supposed to, so... But people are very weird about it here. I don't know why. It's such a strange thing to be weird about. I don't get it. I mean, people do it, but you, like, you can't talk about it. People get really weirded out if you do it for longer than, like, a few months.
Like, oh. People watch, like, the most horrendous, like, just porn. And something, like, intimate, like, totally like that is just horrifies
people.
Like,
why would you do that? That's disgusting. That's so strange. I remember I would just had her, and I had her in this thing. You couldn't see anything. So I was doing it, so I never would be like, with it out and cover it up. But these young guys were on the train with me when I was doing, not on a, it was like on Amtrak, so I had to, it was a long trip. And they were like talking about like, oh, it's so hot. Like, that's weird. That's so weird. Like, you don't. That's not. That's weird. Right now. Come on.
That's just like too much.
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say that? And I didn't. And I just thought, well, maybe I misunderstood. But they were saying weird. They were, I guess, joking. But it was weird. Whatever it was weird. I didn't like it. Can't do anything around here.
I have a memory of, we would always have like missionaries over for like dinner on Sundays.
Oh.
My parents were super religious.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I remember one time, and me and my brother were probably, like, teenagers. He was 6 years older than me, so I was, you know, probably 11, 12. I'm guessing he's, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting at the table, and the one woman has her baby, and she, like, looks at my mom and doesn't even say anything. And my mom's like, yeah, yeah, it's okay. She just starts breastfeeding, mm-hmm. and me and my brother are just like...
Whoa.
I mean, it's not the act, it's the...
Where do you look? Because bodies are not...
Yeah, it's like, where do you look? And also just, like, you can't address it. It's weird. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even I'm like, when someone pulls it out and I don't know them, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't look. But I lived in Africa for a couple years. Cameroon. So there were boobs everywhere and kids sucking on them all the time. And it was just like, no big, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, she's sucking, you know, baby's yeah. sucking. It's just normal.
Yeah.
Babe's got to eat. And I was staring at the boob like, oh my god, it's a boob.
Right.
I'm just used to boobs being out. So, yeah.
What were you doing in Africa?
I was in the Peace Corps a long time ago, after college.
Oh, yeah, I think I
remember. That's cool. It was a fun... it was hard while I was there, but it was good. Certainly a good experience. I was like 22 when I did it. 22 to 24 or something.
It's almost like, I honestly, like, it was, like, emotional. Like, I'm serious. I got, like, choked up, and I don't know why. I think it's just, like, so much, like, life or something. I don't know. My life seems so, like, unnatural or something compared to, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's...
No, I think...
Like, you take it probably, this is your day-to-day experience, yeah. So, like, but...
Well... Because I think, you know, I don't think everyone, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, you have to have kids, or, you know, you have to feel, it's your only purpose. I don't think that. But I do know, like, before I had her, I would be just like, well, now what do I do? So I would, like, fill my time with hobbies. And then I was like, I'm going to get a dog. So I really kind of obsessed over her a little bit.
Yeah.
And I knew in my head, I was like, I didn't really want kids. And I was like, I don't want kids, but I am sort of like... putting a lot into this dog right now. It's a little, talking a lot about her.
Yeah.
Should probably dial back on that. So, but it was a little, like, too much.
You could sense that you were, like, putting some energy there.
Yeah, it's like, really babying this dog. Loving the intimacy of it. But I feel like if you don't... I think that's what it... We're just built for intimacy because people are not really loners. They're not naturally built to be loners.
Right.
So we crave that. And I honestly think a dog... I was really happy with Stella, and I didn't feel the needs of, like, oh, I need to have a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't act like, I didn't put her in a stroller or anything weird like that, but I was involved in her life. So I was, like, really into my dog.
This big, like, 100-pound dog in a stroller. Thank you for being so open about that. I
don't mind. I mean, I think it's been enough time I'm kind of okay with. It's not a big deal. Stella. She's so noisy all the time.
She went, it's funny, when you were tucking her in.
I heard her. She's making noises.
She just was kind of like upset and drinking out of the toilet, then upset again, then drinking out of the toilet.
What is wrong with you? Everybody's a little weird. They're like, someone's here. We're all a little confused.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
They should... So it's once she's out, she's...
She's good. And when she sleeps, she sleeps. Shh, shh, shh. Stella, leave it. Everything's fine. Shh, shh. It's okay.
Well, that's it. That's our show. I hope that you are sufficiently tucked in. Do me a favor. Go on VenusNewYorkTheaterFestival.com. That's VenusNYTheaterFestival.com. And check out Julie's play she's going to be in. It's a part of the Venus Adonis Theater Festival this coming February 8th, 10th, and 13th. Shh, I need to be quiet. I'll wake up the kid. Friend her on Facebook because, frankly, that's really where a lot of the magic happens. She's super funny on there. If you want to start supporting the show, go to patreon.com, What's Your Yarn Worth, with Andy Farnsworth, and you can find out more about that. I'd like to start doing this show on a weekly basis, so kind of ramping up some support for that. If you want some more detailed information about episode 8, go to whatsyouryarnworth.com. Post all the episodes on Twitter and Instagram at yarnworthpod. That's Y-A-R-N Worth Pod. I had music this week. It's all on the web, but Aaron Campbell once again helped us with music. Technical help from Vince Fairchild at WNYC. Sorry. Doug Sugarts at WBUR in Boston. He helped me with some Pro Tools stuff. Go on iTunes and give us a review. I don't want to leave you like that, though. I probably won't sleep tonight. No, I'm going to. Andy, come on. Have some faith in yourself. I'll sit in the warm shower. That's one of my tricks. And I'll eat some chocolate cake and sit in the bottom of the shower. I like to do that. The shath. Do you do that? Anyway. All right. I love you guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Julie.